I want to talk to you about Bridges Peachtree Corners. A couple of years ago, Peachtree Corners is a new city in July of 2012, and I've been a resident of Peachtree Corners for over 20 years, and my wife was instrumental in helping get out the vote, and she was asked to be on a committee, a 20-year planning issue that they started in sometime in 2013, and Joe Sawyer was on that same committee. And I knew Joe because he ran for city council early on in the city situation, so I knew him, and I think, he had cleaned our carpet at one time. But my wife came home from one of these meetings and said that Joe remarked to her that there might as well be a railroad track down Holcomb Bridge Road regarding how the citizens on that side of Holcomb Bridge, the south side, felt about Peachtree Corners compared to how the residents where I live felt about it. And my antenna went up really, really high because I grew up in a segregated South, went to a segregated high school, segregated college. I was out of the country in Germany and Vietnam during all the civil rights issues. But my heart was really hurt by that in a way because I said, wait a minute, this is 2012, 2013, and Peachtree Corners is a brand new city, and if that's a perception, I've got to do whatever I can to change that. So I called Joe, and I said, Joe, let's meet for lunch. We met for lunch, and I said, what do you think just you and me can do if we just start meeting together for breakfast and invite one guy to join us once a month, and we'll bring somebody from different sides of the city, and we'll just talk about what we can do to make our city better because Peachtree Corners is a majority-minority city. It's only 49% Caucasian. To see what we can do to make our city strong by embracing that diversity. So we started doing this, and to tell you the truth, I didn't approach it about attempting something so great for God, but God had other plans because we would meet, and then the guy would come, and then he'd drop out. And then another guy would come and not come back, and then a guy would stick. And we woke up in May of 2014, and we looked around, and we had these five guys sitting at a table. And we realized that we were a Christian men's group. We got Bob Bryant, who's a retired business owner in Peachtree Corners. We got Joe Sawyer. He's a son of a Pentecostal preacher and owner of Alpha and Omega Carpet Cleaning Service. We got David Lee as a PCA church pastor in Peachtree Corners. Got Bishop D.A. Williams, who's the pastor of Salvation and Deliverance Church in Peachtree Corners, and myself. So we started saying, okay, if we're a Christian men's organization, what we can we do to embrace diversity to build community? And we started meeting, thank Tim Shaw for his hosting us for breakfast and being so kind to give us a great deal on breakfast on Saturday mornings. And we started holding breakfast, and I'll let Joe pick it up from here.
We started holding breakfast in June of 2014. We had our first breakfast. We had over 100 people. And Pat, you jumped up one on me. And at that breakfast, as you can tell, we got city council people there. We have State Representative Tom Rice. We've had the mayor of Peachtree Corners. We had the support of a lot of people, influential people in Peachtree Corners and the state, and we've even had congressmen, but I'll let Pat get into that. But we truly believe in starting off breakfast, starting off every meeting with prayer, and that's what we're doing here, and that's Bishop D.A. Williams. It's very important that we're faith-based, so prayer is first. We've had people drop out because they say we pray too much. But we pray at the beginning and we pray at the end. You know, you got to give thanks for everything that he does for us. So that was the first breakfast there. This we put a community job fair together, and we did that in like less than a month. We had 12 employees, major employees, Comcast, Gwinnett County Board. We had a Waffle House. We had a lot of employees. We had over, I think, 200 people showed up. 20 to 25 people got jobs that that day. We had professional headshots, and I mean, it's for a bunch of Christian guys putting something together like that, it was a blessing, you know. So we even had Melvin Everson. Yeah, we had Melvin Everson, who's the head of, who's appointed by governor to the EEOC. He's the head. He spoke for us last year, and he told the bishop, he said, if y'all do this again, I want to be involved because I like what y'all are doing. We're doing it again in 2 weeks on the 24th, and he'll be involved again. So that's, you know, the Lord is working in mysterious ways, so that's a good thing for us. And we had a, right after Ferguson, we had a race relations meeting, you know, just had a breakfast just to kind of get things out. And, you know, we had people, important people, didn't want us to do it. But, you know, when you do things in God's name, it all comes together. And it came together for us. I was on the panel, and the lady next to me, that's Lynette Howard. She's a Gwinnett County commissioner. Then we had a Gwinnett County policeman and a Doraville policeman. It went well. I mean, nothing happened. Yeah. Yeah, everything was fine. Everything was, you know, low-key, and I'm always there for security. So, but we had the police there, so everything was good. So, and after that, you know, there were some of the participants that we had, and everybody just kind of enjoyed, and it was a peaceful thing. But we learned a lot about each other. We learned about blacks and whites. We just learned how to communicate, which is the more important thing. The bigger picture is communication, you know. So, and that was that.
So that was early in the year. And then in February, that was in January. In February, we were able to get Congressman Woodall, and he's really behind what we're doing. He's got the most diverse district, I think, in the United States, taking in a lot of the South Gwinnett and a lot of different international situations. So he was kind to speak with us in February, and we got a real big turnout there as well. And he's been invited to all of our different events from that time on. We then participated in the Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful, or the Great American Cleanup Day, and we picked up trash along Peachtree Corner Circle, down to Jones Bridge Spur, and all along Holcomb Bridge on that day, and we were in partnership with UPCCA on that event. And then we had a booth at the Peachtree Corners Festival. That's Elder Joe White and Joe Sawyer. They were manning the booth at that time. And we were able to pick up a lot of different names and emails from residents in the apartment complex area as a result of having the booth in June. And it helps us expand our database. One of the difficult things that we're finding is getting into the apartment communities is communication. I can drop off flyers and meet with a manager, and we have the database of the people we know there, but the difficult thing is to make everybody aware of what's going on, and we have an initiative now to try to do that. We've got several residents in the apartment complexes that we'll be able to find a way to communicate more effectively about community activities and church activities going into every apartment residence in Peachtree Corners and some of the surrounding communities. Joe?
In August, we were able to say a prayer. We provided breakfast for the teachers at Stripling Elementary. They allowed us to come in, and we provided a breakfast for them. They were very appreciative of it. They allowed us to say a prayer, feed them, and they enjoyed it because they didn't know that there were groups out there like us out here doing that. So we were able to do that. The Lord opened up that door. The next day, we went to Peachtree Elementary, and they didn't allow us to pray, but they allowed us to feed them. So, you know, I guess one out of two is not bad. Going back to what Pat said about Holcomb Bridge, it's like I told the mayor, I said, it's like if you want fried chicken, you go to the south side of Peachtree Corners, which is you got Kentucky Fried Chicken, you got Bojangles, you got Popeyes. There's no chicken place on the north side. So I consider Holcomb Bridge north and south. So that's an ongoing joke of mine. But we've had a lot of success with just doing things for the community, because that's what we're out here doing. I mean, we got a 5-man core group, and we got a couple joining in with us. Joe, he's helping us out. Jorge, he's helping us out. He came to a meeting we had yesterday, and you know, and it's working out real well. We finally became 501c a couple of months ago, early in the year. So you know, it's just with the support of a lot of people and the support of the man upstairs, we're going up instead of just peaking and going down. So everything is kind of going the way the Lord wants it to go. And last month we had honoring first responders. We wanted to do something for the police and the Gwinnett, the police and the fire department, just to let them know they were appreciated. So we had we honored them, and that's Gwinnett Chief Casey Snyder. He was there, and we presented him with a plaque. And the next one was the Major Edkin. He's with Gwinnett County. He's the chief of staff for the Gwinnett County Police. So, you know, and it worked out. We had a good turnout. We had Waffle House catering. It worked out. Everybody was full. We had food left over. We were able to, the leftover food, we gave it to the church, which was Landmark Church, and they were able to feed some of their people the next day. So that's what we're all about.
So Bridges is about embracing diversity to build community. We do that by being intentional, fostering understanding, developing friendships, building trust, and then working together to make Peachtree Corners stronger. And that's Bridges Peachtree Corners. Thanks very much.